okay, then we'll have a series of questions for the authors.
Okay, well, all right. I'm glad to see this many people in the audience on a Wednesday. Hopefully you'll all be here for the poster session. How many of you guys have put your hands into the sandbox? All right, if you have not, you have about 5 hours left to do so. You may have one at your home university that you don't even know about. So some of you haven't seen it. I want to talk about how I use this augmented reality sandbox in my introductory soil science class to increase experiential learning. So this is the first iteration of the sandbox. It looks very similar, except we built it out of wood to begin with. It's a hands-on display. It allows you to manipulate the sand. It's just white sand. We bought it on the internet. We washed it because it was really dusty, got rid of the silts, and you make a three-dimensional landscape. There's a 3D Xbox Kinect camera mounted there on that boom, and it views that three-dimensional space. There's a program that was developed by Oliver Krayelos. He is a computer scientist at UC Davis. This is his, actually, I think there was a Czech scientist before him that came up with the concept, and then he really refined it so that it works really well. It was out of the UC Davis Keck Caves. On my poster, I have a little link you could take a picture of and go to his website to learn more. But the program is open source, freely available. There are many tutorials online about how to build your own sandbox. We saw it online and thought, wow, let's build one. So we applied for a small teaching grant at the University of Wyoming and came up with the funds to make it happen. We got a surplus CPU. The most expensive thing there was the graphics card. It was about a $600 graphics card. A short throw projector, as you can see there. You can put one together for anywhere from about $2,000 to the one that we have out in the Expo Center is about $4,000. We went all out with the aluminum frame and the aluminum box. If anybody wants help getting started, my husband and I built this one, and we are happy to help you on your way. There's a bunch of features that can be added if you are a programmer. There's a feature that we did add with the drain and the fill function. If you push the blue button, it'll just rain over the whole surface. If you drain it, you push the drain button, it'll drain more quickly. There is a programmed drain and evaporation function built in. You can change that rate. People have asked about changing that rate based on elevation. That's absolutely possible. You can also make it rain by holding your hand at a particular elevation. If you hold it too low, it thinks you're part of the sand. If you hold it too high, it won't read your hand. But you've probably, hopefully, all gotten a chance to check it out. So the way that I used it in my introductory soil science course was that I created a lab module. A lot of the students in my class, I would say maybe 20%, had actually used an augmented reality sandbox before, because before I wrote the proposal to get this grant, or I didn't know that our geology museum actually has one. So we are a very lucky community to have two of these things. So what you see here are a group of students. The first assignment was go stand at the sandbox, play with it for 15 minutes, make it rain, move some stuff around, interact with it. And then after that, I gave them 5 cards that had the soil orders that we would expect in and around Laramie on it. And they had to build a topo sequence from Medicine Bow Peak, that's about 12,000 feet in elevation, down to Laramie at 7,000. And they had to put those soil orders where we would expect them to form on the landscape and then discuss it. So it promoted discussion. I didn't think I would take this long, but I have a video for those of you who haven't gone over there yet. You need to be sure to check it out. So it's in real time. You can change the refresh rate. You can change the water, the depth of the water table. You can make it higher. You can make it lower. You can pretty much change everything around. So there it is. It looks amazing out there in the Expo Center, but when they dim the lights at about 6 o'clock, that's when it really shines. You know, we use it in a darker environment than the Expo Center, but it still looks good. So after the students did their discussion of where these soil orders would form, well, I took pictures of them. And then they also had to fill out a survey and do an assignment based on the project. And so I have some qualitative data related to how well this process worked. And here are just a few quotes for them. One of the question ones, did interacting with the AR sandbox improve your understanding of where soils form on the landscape? Overall, yes. The one thing they mentioned, it was virtual, it was fun, it was interactive, it was a different way to think about soil. I tell them, I lecture at them. I try to interact as much as I can in my lectures. They read in the books. In introductory soils, we can't go out in the field but one time at the end of April when it's finally, you know, warm enough. But also getting 75 students out in the field is a lot more cumbersome than in a soil morph class. So this is how we're hoping to do it. And then another question, would you recommend this activity be used in future labs? They're like, yeah, you should use it in the beginning. You should use it in the middle, and you should use it in an end. It's just a small module within a bigger lab. So I think this spring we're going to try to incorporate it a little bit more and just give them time to spend some time thinking about landforms and water movement across the surface. So with that, I can't leave here without thanking the four fabulous graduate students who have been helping to staff the sandbox. They also drove the sandbox down here. They had a pretty epic road trip, camped in Moab. I think they had a good time, and guys, I'm really thankful for you. So there's the blurb at the bottom. I did not develop this technology. I am simply trying to apply it to soil science.